I was not assigned to preach this morning, but as an elder, as a man of God, I have to be prepared in any time. I have my notes with me, and I dated my notes on December 24th, 1998. It was 2 months ago. At 2:35 a.m. in the morning. And it was happening in the hours in my bedroom. So what I'm going to share with you this morning was happened that night. The Lord reveals to me, and last week and this week I went through again. And even yesterday morning. So the Lord knows that I am supposed to deliver this message to you this morning. Let's bow our head. Father in heaven, we praise you because you deserve our praise. We glorify you because you deserve to be glorified. We worship you because you deserve our worship. Lord, we come before thee, and I stand before your people this morning. I ask you to give me your Holy Spirit, sanctify me as a messenger to present thy word and thy message from thee, so we may gain the blessings from thee in Jesus' name. Amen. As you look in the bulletin, the title of the sermon over there is "A Steward of My Brother." I'm going to borrow the pastor's sermon title this morning, "A Steward of My Brother." Am I a steward of my brother? Are you a steward of your brother this morning? I'd like you to turn your Bible to Luke chapter 15. Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. There are three parables over there, and I'm going to try and cover all those three in a short time. So bear with me, and hopefully that I will present myself plain and clear. The first one, it's about the lost sheep. I'm going to speak about the lost, four different kind of lost members in the Dallas Church. You may be lost, but you don't realize it. I may be lost, but I'm not realizing. When I was little, I used to play the game of hide and seek. We'll break the boys and girls into two teams. The other team will go hide and the other team will go search and seek. Every time if I am in the hiding team, I will hide myself. And if I heard somebody coming close to near where I am, I will hide and silent, not say a word, so they won't catch me. Unlikely, seeking the lost is different. When you are lost, you will seek your way or search your way back to where you came from. But a person who hide will hide from the person who seek him. Totally different. But both, they are somebody seek. The lost sheep, it was a sheep in the flock. He was a part of the flock, and yet he was lost. As I read the story, it seems to me the flock has how many? 100 sheep. One just wander away on his own way and get lost. The reason why the sheep was lost because he wandered away from the flock. Not because the shepherd chased him away. He was lost on his own. I didn't have enough time to study the character of the sheep and why the sheep cannot find his way. But the only thing I know that I heard that the sheep knows only one way. He cannot go back to where he came from. He does not know his way back. That parable tells to us that there is time that a member will lose because he left the church. He wandered away from the flock. He left on his own. Maybe suspicious of what is going on outside. I don't know. But just like a sheep. He doesn't know his way back. He knows he's lost. The sheep knows he's lost. But he does not know the way to come back. He's coming back or to the flock depend on the shepherd. He cannot depend on himself. So as other members of the church. Their way back to church is depend on some of you, some of us. The responsibility of bringing back to church. And I know that some of the procedure that we process now is part of that process. But the wonderful thing is, the shepherd left the 99 and looked for just that one. The last one. He left the 99, not because they are not important, they are. But the shepherd knows that they are safe in the field. But the last one is lost, and he can come back. So he has to do his duty to bring him back. We have the responsibility of bringing other flocks back into the flock. But when we find them, we should have the joy that this shepherd has. Not only went out to look for him, but when he find him, he take him in his arms, bring him back into the church, with love and pity. The second one is the lost coin. The lost coin. It's a valuable item, but has no life. It's called, I call, a dead stock. It's valuable, but it's dead. Not like the sheep. The sheep is a livestock. It has a life. But the loss of the coin, if you read the story, it did not lost by his own. It was lost by the owner. Maybe he misplaced it. Maybe the mess of his house caused the loss of his coin. But the story said that woman needed that coin to complete her collection. 10 silver. But she lost one. A woman represents the church in the Bible prophecy. A coin is a member of a church. There are members in this church that they are lost just like a coin. There is no life in them. They cannot hear nothing. They cannot see nothing. They cannot find a way to the owner. But the owner has the responsibility of looking for that coin. I want to tell you this morning that you are the owner of that coin. God has given to you the responsibility to take care of his servants, to take care of his treasure. Parents, you have those coins in your hands. The Bible said that children are the responsibility from the Lord. They are not yours. Even though that you are raising them, but they are not yours. They are the Lord's. How does the woman find the coin? First, she light the lamp. The candle. She liked the candle. If you look into Matthew 5, Jesus said that ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine. In order for you to recover somebody's lust, you have to light your life. I have to light my life. How? Jesus said, I am the light. We need Christ in our life to be able to let our life shine. That's the first step. Before you ever look for somebody, before you ever look for the coin, you need the light. The story tells me or reminds me that the coin was lost in some place that is dark. Or maybe in a house that has not enough light. That's why the woman lighted the candle. Maybe she was searching in every dark corner of her house, using the light. For us to be able to look for somebody, we have to use Christ. To look in all dark corner of your house, of your life. Not only that, but he said, the Bible said, and sweep the house. Sweep. You know what does that mean? You have to sweep away your lifestyle, whatever is going on your lifestyle. Whatever mess that is covering that coin, whatever mess that is blocking somebody from coming back to church. Whatever mess that is blocking our view to see the coin, to see the person that is dead. It was not, the coin was not lost in anywhere outside. It was lost in the house. So as some of the members of our church, they are lost in our house. We called by God and given us that responsibility to look for that coin. He seek diligently. Seek diligently. Not giving up. Not once, not twice, but diligently, consistently, continually, until you find it. We need to be consistent. Not in searching for the lost, but searching and seek for your own life. The story ended in finding the coin. It was not unfound. It was found. Then the woman called her neighbors, her friends, and celebrate the joy in their hearts. That's the kind of feeling we need to have when somebody come back to church. That's the feeling we need to have when we recover somebody. The third person, or the member, is lost. It's the prodigal son. He knows he was lost. He lost on his own choice. He left home. Dad didn't kick him out because he didn't pay rent. Dad didn't kick him out because he ate too much. Dad didn't kick him out because it was too much to sponsor him. No. He left by his own request. He wanted to leave the house. He wanted to leave his father. There are some members of these churches like that. The father proceed the authority to let him go with a break heart. Why? Because he loves his son. He didn't want to let him go, but yet he has to respect the freedom of choice of his son. So he allowed him to go with a break heart. Why? Because he loves his son. He didn't want to let him go, but yet he has to respect the freedom of choice of his son. So he allowed him to go with a break heart. He was going to miss his son because he loved him so much. But as he went away, I read in spirit prophecy that the father never ever stopped appealing for his son.
He was continuing praying for his father, for his son to come back, because he didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't know where he goes. It was a tough love. That's a tough love. Releasing somebody that you love. When my son moved to Hawaii, it was tough for me. Tough, very tough. When my daughter asked us to release her to go to move to Eugene, it was a tough decision to make. But sometimes you have to listen to the Spirit of God. You have to respect the freedom of choice in other people. Sometimes you have to back off and let the person go. Some people do not really realize how lost they are until they left the church. Some people, they cannot receive the work of the Holy Spirit. They cannot repent unless they left the church. So when you see people like that, ask God to help these people. And if God said and chose you to back off, back off. Don't interfere to those people when they leave and decided to leave. And as they leave, don't give up in praying for those people. We have to show God's mercy to those people. We have to uplift them in our intercessory prayer. Just like the prodigal son, when he left, his father prayed every day for him. And Spirit Prophecy said, regardless of the places, the bad places that the prodigal son went, the Lord protect that man. Psalm 37 verse 4. Delight thyself unto the Lord, and he will fulfill the desire of your heart. That's what happened to the man, to the father. The father lived in a righteous life, and he dedicated his life to God. If you want to recover your daughter, your son, or any members of the church, if you are seeking for any lost member of the church, we need to consistently pray and search, seek for our own hearts too. The young boy left and went to a far place. It was not a close place according to the Bible. He went to a far country, overseas, for the fact that he doesn't want to hear his family no more. Have you come across to some members, former members of Seventh-day Adventists, that he doesn't have nothing to do with the church? We need to have a burden in our hearts for those people. Because of the prayer of the Father, God worked a miracle through His Holy Spirit in the heart of a young man. Then the Bible said, I will arise and go to my father. Will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against thee. Some people cannot repent if they are still in the church. They need to leave the church, just like Taylor said this morning. Don't play in the church. Don't use the church as your playground. If you feel like you cannot go all the way, leave the church. And when you see somebody leave the church, don't laugh at that person. Have pity in your heart for that person. Pray and fast for that person. And there is no doubt that the Lord will hear your prayer. The last one doesn't seem like it's mentioned in the Bible a lot, son. But I put down in my notes the last son, number two. He was at home, living with the father, working for the father, eating with the father in the same table, has the privilege of owning everything that his father has. And yet, when he heard his brother came back, when he heard the voice and the music of the party for the celebration of his youngest brother came back to the family, he was furious in his heart. Jealous darkened his heart. Then he said to his father, "All these years I have served you, and yet you haven't given me any fatted calf for me and my friends to celebrate. And here is your son, wasted part of your treasures, came back and now you put up the party for him. What kind of father are you?" Jealousy members. Members, they work for God, but they don't know God. Members, they work because they are elders. Members, they serve because they are deacons, but there is no relationship with God. Members, they come to church every Sabbath because they have to, instead of loving to. No relationship with the Father, even though that he was working with the Father. He was working for the Father. It is because of he was looking forward for the reward. Some of us take pride to be an elder in the church. Take pride to be a deacon in a church. Take pride to be a leader in a church. And yet, we have no relationship with our Father. We do not know how much our Father loves us. Because if we do, we will love anybody in this church. Lost in a church, unrealized in his own heart that he was lost. These are four kind of Christian in our Christian society. You may be one of them. But also, there is a responsibility for each and one of us for the recovering of all those lost things. Regardless of what kind of lost you are, regardless of what kind of members you are, heaven has a plan for everybody. God has a plan for the lost sheep. God has a plan for the lost coin. God has a plan for the prodigal son. And God has a plan for the older son. And so, as the woman, the shepherd, and the father, we can be part of those things. God has given us the responsibility to help, to seek, just like Jesus said, I came to seek for the lost sheep. In Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.